show, and my guest today is Tracy Poizner from Space Time Alchemy. Tracy, how are you? And we're talking in the green room, and I came up with a subject today, and that's water. And people might say, water? Why water? But as we've been talking about, you know, physics, quantum physics, and, you know, taking a quantum leap, we've kind of discussed in some of our podcasts we've done further. I did more research. Water's a powerful thing that we just don't understand how powerful it is. So I wanted to get your expertise as being a practitioner for so many years and understanding like how to heal the body in so many ways, the power of water and how we should relate to water anytime we get offered water or we drink water.
Well, what a cool topic. And it's a surprise that we're talking about this today, but I love this topic. So right off the bat, we have to think about water as having these incredible properties according to the temperature that it is, right? So like water is in motion, it's moving molecules, right? And at a certain temperature, everything moves. And then when it gets colder, the motion slows down until it becomes solid. Like ice is absolutely a solid thing, right? And if the temperature becomes hot enough, then it's not even a liquid anymore. The molecules are going so fast that they turn into steam. So we kind of take those things for granted, but I think it's really interesting to think about water in terms of like the phases of it and how that corresponds to the speed of that the molecules are going. So then there's another whole issue, which is the shape that water, you would think that like a water molecule has a certain shape and they're all the same, but the molecules can clump together in certain characteristic ways that are only just starting to be studied now. Like, what does it mean when we organize those molecules in groups in certain ways? So it turns out that that is the way for water to store information and like to store data. And everybody's okay with the idea that a little piece of sand is running your computer, right? Like you find that like silica is literally running all the programs of your computer. And it's basically beach sand, more or less.
Okay.
And we're all okay with that. But the idea that water could be storing information is like, whoa, that sounds like sci-fi or something, you know? It's not sci-fi. It's just that we haven't, we got all into silica and silicon and what it could do. And we haven't yet explored, or people are doing that work, but it hasn't filtered into a usage in the mainstream that people would relate to.
Yes.
So water stores information. And I don't know, Neil, have you seen that book by Masaru Emoto about his images of water, his pictures?
Oh, he talked about this. I wrote a book on quantum jumping by Dr. Quantum. And he mentioned Masaru Emoto's
research. Took these incredible photographs of ice crystals, frozen crystals, individual crystals of water. So you know that every snowflake is individual, right? Like that's a thing that we know. And that's another miracle about water, because snow is water. And under certain conditions, every single flake of snow has its own shape.
Right.
And again, we just kind of take that for granted without really thinking like, that's pretty incredible. So Dr. Emoto exposed vials of water to different emotional messages.
Right.
So he would write, "I hate you" on a glass, you know, in a vial of water, or pure love, or whatever it might be. And then he would freeze the crystals of, you know, freeze that water into crystals and take special photographs of them. And the photographs are amazing. If you've never seen one of his books, they're really quite remarkable. But in fact, the water absorbs the energetic imprint of whatever we intentionally put into it. So, you know, that theoretically people can stand around a pond and pray, and that in a certain way, and that it will literally detoxify the water or clarify it or whatever. He's done all kinds of experiments like that. So yeah, water holds information in ways that we use at the moment, even if we don't completely understand the principles behind it.
And that's where I read Dr. Quantum's book about quantum jumping. And it's very, very interesting, involving water. I've not done it yet. And being able to go to another universe. So go for this is seriously, people have no idea. And it just popped up on my Audible. And I'm like, okay, it's free. It's one of mine based on my thing. And I read it and listened to it. And I'm listening to it over and over again. I'm looking forward to doing it. But that's the thing of the power of water. Now when I drink a glass of water, I let it all digest. When I'm taking a shower now, I'm starting to focus more on the water in my body. How, when we have a shower, how it makes us feel. Or anytime we have water, it's a healing mechanism that we just don't understand about. And shape-shifting, is that also what shape-shifting, that water shape-shifts? People don't know that.
That's what I'm talking about, about even just the obvious thing about going from solid to liquid to gas. And then this idea that every single snowflake that has ever fallen on the earth has its own unique pattern. There is so much of nature's power in this particular medium that I think it just is unappreciated how powerful it is. So when I'm using my alchemical blends in the form of drops and putting them in water, that information is being transferred to all of the water. So it means that more of your tissues get to be in contact with that water. We can use them externally, these drops. So you can put them in a little basin of water. You can wash your hands in it. You can wash your face in it. You can dip a piece of cloth or a rag in it and put it on a painful spot of your body or where you're having a rash or a stiffness or something. And it can be absorbed into your body through your skin, because water can both, your skin is both repelling water, obviously, because when you swim, you don't become full of water, but you certainly would eventually, if you stay, for many days, let's say, in water, you would, right? Your skin can absorb, but it also can organize itself to keep it on the outside. So you're 98% water or something. Our bodies are
water, and that's why we're so
heavily of water.
And that's where quantum physics comes in, and how much energy we have. Part of that is water. Here's the thing. If people use just Bach flowers, we're not talking about the alchemy and what you teach and your proprietary way of making it really help you. If you are not in the right state of mind, it's not going to work at all, is it?
Yes and no. I'll say that because Bach flowers work very well on babies. They work very well on animals. They work very well on plants, which are not dependent on a kind of state of mind. And certainly they would work very well, even if you are, let's say, one of the reasons that you could take it would be for depression, where you feel like you feel hopeless, like nothing's going to work. So you're not actually actively thinking, okay, placebo effect, like this is the thing that's going to work for me. You're probably taking it thinking, all right, whatever, this is never going to help me because nothing ever helps. And yet it does. So there is an element of overcoming a certain, like you're taking them in order to overcome a negative mindset, and they work. But there is a kind of a skeptical energy where you can repel the benefits because you're committed that you are right to be angry or to be sad or to be hopeless or whatever, and you're not open to feeling better. That could be a hard nut to crack.
So the meaning, like, you're not going to feel like these drops are going to help. So it's a very, very important, whatever type of remedy you take, it can be anything. And if our minds, we don't think we're going to heal from this, this is where the placebo effect goes, where somebody took a series of drugs while the others took a placebo, and some of the placebo effect ended up helping as much as the person who took the drug. It's because it's of our mind and our body and all those things. So if we're saying it's not going to help us, it's not going to help us.
That is a reverse placebo. You can even make real medicines not work. But right. I'm sure they've done it in reverse, that given real medicine to people who think they're taking, they're in the placebo arm, and they're going to feel nothing from it. Like, you know, that's the power of your mind for sure. So, you know, you wouldn't want to enter into this kind of, exploring these kind of medicines if you're so absolutely skeptical that you would choose to keep feeling bad rather than to validate some kind of vibrational medicine being useful, right? You probably wouldn't be somebody who's exploring it anyway.
Very interesting. The best place people can find information, and we're excited. Ta-da-da! I don't think we've had a live since this time.
Yeah.
TracyPoisner.com. And it's such a beautiful website, and really you'll get to learn about Tracy and what this transformational space-time alchemy is, because Tracy's years of understanding how to use Bach flowers, but also alchemy, and also just really a great coach, mentor, understanding and working with people to build their highest performance. You know all that. You add all those three components into one, and there's nothing like it. So go to TracyPoisner.com. Appreciate it, Tracy. Thanks again. And I go figure, this book, I read it, and I mean, listen to it, but I guess I can really read it, but I am going to do some quantum jumping. It's coming.
All right.
I'll have to let you know. I'm hoping that's on my list soon. That's going to be soon.
All right.
Take care. Thanks. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.